Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know what I think is really exciting is I hope that some of these episodes in years to come get listened to by people being like, what was it like during the lockdown, the big lockdown of 2020? Like, what was happening? How was it going? And they just listen to these little intros and they're just sort of like, well, it sounds like they're all fucking fine. That's my dream for this podcast. Hi, baby daddies. Obviously, like, having a really great day. I hope you guys are all right still. Rosie and I are still super happy that we've got episodes we've pre-recorded that we can give to you. And obviously, please forgive us if we mention Corona before we really knew how serious it was. We're ignorant pieces of shit and we don't mean it. But what I do want to say before you enjoy the amazing Heidi Regan is we're still playing around on our Instagram. And if you don't follow it yet at Daddy Podcast, please make sure you do. And I also want to say a massive thank you to everyone who has gone over on Apple iTunes and given us a 5-star rating. And thank you to someone who left us a written review. It's so, so appreciated. And if any of you haven't done it yet, like, seriously, you've got the time. And it really makes me and Rosie's day. So I hope that you do that and have a wonderful rest of your lockdown. Enjoy, Heidi Regan.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hi, Dad, it's my birthday today. Waiting to hear from you. All good. Hee
hee. Deleted.
Hello, and welcome to Daddy Look at Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, Daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show. Helen.
Yeah.
Amel.
She hasn't even got her headphones on.
Amel. Have you ever seen an ill person with cerebral palsy? It's like, haven't you given her enough?
I've not seen it today, and I'm not saying that you've lent into it, but I think the fact you have green makeup all over your face.
We're not talking about the green makeup.
Okay, right. Well, all I'm saying is that you do have a cold. Yes, you have cerebral palsy. We've all seen it. It's not exactly hidden well.
Honestly.
Heidi's so scared of joining in right now. Oh, no, sorry. Do you want to be a guest?
Yes,
Heidi Regan!
Yay!
I felt like I couldn't talk until you say my name, like, Jinx or whatever.
Like Jinx?
Like, now you can't talk till somebody says your name.
Oh my god. You mean like when you say it at the same time?
When you jinx someone, yeah. When they say the same thing as you.
Yeah.
So then they've jinxed you and then you can't talk until somebody says your name.
So you were worried that we'd be like, our guest today is hot, and then you'd accidentally say your name out of panic.
No,
it's me. I'm trying to think of a really good segue. Have you got one yet?
Yeah. How was your childhood?
No!
That'll do, actually.
Hadn't even thought.
Hey, Heidi, how was your childhood?
It was pretty nice, thanks.
Tell me where it was. Because I'll tell you where it wasn't.
Yeah. And out means out. No.
That's a very bad vibe.
Heidi, I would like you to set the scene of your childhood, sort of like movie style.
Well, wow, yeah.
In a Morgan Freeman voice. No.
Did you see me considering doing it?
Okay. You panicked.
Oh, wait, no. I want a yes end it, but. Do you want me to do it with the focus on attention seeking, or do you want to get there organically?
So
and
you
should
feel
I not
like
mention
us as hosts
that?
Wouldn't be able to manipulate yeah. it into attention.
But we can
seeking.
Edit that out.
How about you give us an overview and then we'll figure out what okay, to do? Yeah. And also, we'll edit out what we want to edit okay. out. That felt yeah. really
well,
bizarre.
Well, if
to me.
I say the C word constantly, I can control what,
what
you
cunt?
Edit out. I've got no power here.
What, cunt?
What are you going to do with three cunts in one room? All right, sweethearts.
Don't you mean cunt?
Yeah. I meant cunt.
Cunt.
Cunt. Can I tell you my my friends, two little kids who are seven and five. They came home from school the other day, very serious, saying a kid at school said the C word and taught us all the C word, and the teacher sat us down and explained why it's such a bad word, and we understand and we're really sorry, Daddy, that we heard the C word, but we're never going to use it. Really, really like ashamed to have even heard it. And then he said, when you say C word, you mean, and they went, crap. Bless their little heart.
My heart. When I was little, I knew there was an F word, but I didn't know what the F word was. And I was so excited about finding out this word. And I was asking everyone. No one would tell me, obviously. Because no one I was asking knew. It was just like other five-year-olds. And then I didn't know. So my mum was like, I'm going to tell you, but I'm telling you, trusting you that you won't use it or tell anyone else about it. But you know me. You're both friends of mine. I've got a mouth for me. It's going to be said. She told me it was frettle. I told everyone in my town. And then I would use it against my parents. And I'd be like, I remember seeing me standing at the top of the stairs being like, frettle! And I'm like running into my room and closing the door. And she was like, it was the funniest thing. And then when I found out it was fuck, I was so disappointed because it didn't sound good enough.
Oh,
like, frettle had more to it than fuck. Like, are you serious?
Frettle.
Frettle.
I like it.
Kids are thick as well.
I do a lot of comedy for kids, and sometimes for long, you go, oh, what's the worst word, you know? Yes. And there's always one that's like, cunt.
And you're like, you are going to go so far in life. You don't realise, but that confidence is going to be so attractive. Not for a while, but when you're 18, people will love it.
I got loads of mums complaining about me.
Why?
That's
really?
Right.
You've seen Rosie perform. I
didn't
think I'd take my
kids
to see her.
Did you do your adult act to the children?
No.
Oh, so I was like, fucking Eva Mendes.
Because I said the word bloody. And I was like, come on, they're fucking 11 years old.
Really good argument, that, Rosie.
Yeah.
I think bloody's fine.
Bloody's fine. Yeah. I was saying bloody by 12.
Yeah. Okay, well, here we go. Let's get into this.
It was the
what
summer
happened?
I grew up in Australia, Newcastle. Town just
not
Sydney.
Because everyone in England.
I know that. Why are you hitting me like I don't know that?
Because you don't know anything above
Cambridge.
Fleet
south of London, so I'm in an absolute mystery zone right now. I like my people in the south. Easier to understand, higher levels of education and money. Also, more hygienic in general. Heidi, as a child in Newcastle, in New South Wales, Australia, how would you describe yourself? Were you an outgoing, vivacious little thing, or were you a bit more timid and shy? Talk to us.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you so much for listening.
I was shy. I had some worries about not being... I was a very tomboy. So I was very scared at school, like often didn't have any female friends until I was 11 and I decided it was time to have female friends. And
you made that decision.
Who was your first female friend?
That would be Lauren.
Lauren.
But until then I was best friends with Stephen.
Bleep.
Lovely boy.
And what did you and Stephen get up to?
We would draw... comics of stick figure ninjas killing each other and the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, cute!
Like so many comics. And then mum and dad, very sweet, would put these really bloody comics on the fridge door and go, oh, what a clever little brain.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, my heart just burst into pieces. So Lauren was your first female friend at 11.
Yeah, I also had Helen, but... yeah, and Helen and me are now still friends. And me and Helen, actually, we became friends when I was 8 because she came over and made fun of the fact that I only had male friends.
Oh, Helen, confident mood. Strong.
And I mentioned it to my mum when I got home as a like, because mum knew her mum, but I told it as a like, ha ha ha, I made a new friend today.
Yeah.
Mum mentioned it to her mum as a, oh, Heidi chatted to you. I think she made a little joke about it. And then Helen got told off and came to me the next day looking very ashamed and going, I'm sorry, I made fun that you only have boyfriends. And I went, I wasn't upset and I got all embarrassed. But then we became friends.
Oh, you know what? That actually worked out beautifully.
Basically, mom needs a shot.
That's what the...
Kath Regan, if you're listening to this, shut the fuck up. How about
will,
that for a try? How about you?
She will listen to this. She's
Hi,
very
Kath,
supportive.
Hi, Kath, nice to speak to you again. And Brian, of course.
Of
Brian
God.
Regan.
Yeah, yeah.
Big shout out. The first time I met Heidi's dad, I was in a towel and I waved it in front of him and I'm not sure why still to this day.
And she was... We were in the living room in Edinburgh and then dad buzzed. And I went, oh, dad's on his way up. And she went, oh, and left the room in her towel, went off to her bedroom. I thought she'd gone to get changed. And then as soon as dad came in, she made a big entrance in her towel and went, Brian, you caught me.
Stop looking at me. In
dad
my
got
defense,
the giggles. Dad got the giggles.
He also followed me on Twitter the day before. So he was totally vibing it. And
yeah,
I was like,
vibing.
I could put clothes on or I could give the men what they want.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Kath came and ruined it. Here comes the bloody wife. Oh, fucking hell, tell me off. How about that? Get Heidi another friend. It sounds like you were like a really sweet child then. Like you'd think, oh, I don't have this, so I'm going to get it. And you'd go about it. Were you quite boisterous with your tomboyness?
I think basically I was shy, but apparently my teacher said to mum that I was shy, but I knew myself. But I think I had a real, like, I became the class clown when I was 11.
No.
One glorious year. That's when I discovered comedy. But then it all went bad with, I had a year with this guy, Mr. Thompson. He was a really fine teacher.
Yeah.
And I became, like, really silly in class. I found out I could make everyone laugh when I was 11, yeah. And then I was being so silly that we were working on a play that the whole class was going to do.
Yeah.
And then I made up this drunk character in it. I don't know how I even knew what a drunk, but it was a drunk pirate.
So you wrote a play about alcoholism on the sea?
No, they had a play and I improvised this in class and he went, shall we get Heidi to do that character in the show? And everyone went, yeah. And I was like, man, I am like so funny and clever and talented. And then we did the play for the school and it was my first proper time on stage in years and I think puberty was hitting, as was shame, and I just walked onto the stage to be this drunk character and I froze and I just saw all these faces looking at me and I utterly freaked out and I did like mumbled my line and then I was meant to be thrown into the audience and walk through the audience drunk and I just walked straight through the audience with my head down and I just remember Mr. Thompson's face just looking at me like, what happened? And I never went on stage again until I did stand up.
That's like the opposite of most of our guests and us.
Yeah.
Like most of us sort of like would get in a school play and that would be the moment we'd be like, oh my,
staring. It regressed to me. Like, so I think I had the attention.
Yeah.
I would be the clown with my friends and I liked attention in that way.
With your male friends.
And I got, and then female friends.
But just two.
Yeah.
We're not like, You can't say Lauren and Helen and be like, I was the most popular girl at school. Everyone lolled at me.
More flocked after they saw how well it was going with Lauren and Helen. So I could get attention in small groups, but I never, I was terrified of stage and
it's
that.
It's so. Like you wanted attention, but on your terms.
Very controlling, I am. That's true. That's really
very
true.
Very
she didn't call you control. She has now, actually.
Yeah. Very
no, but it's like that anxious thing where you want to control outcomes and that.
Yeah. I get that. I really get that.
Were you like a planner then? So if you were like, okay, so any more female friends, I've got these male friends, I'm a class clown, so like it's my birthday coming up and I need to make sure my party fits my vibe.
fits my vibe. They did fit my vibe. There was a couple of pies where I mixed the boyfriends and the girlfriends and we had a water balloon
big
fight.
Big mistake sometimes can be tricky.
It wasn't sexual. Man. We weren't sexual yet.
I don't know. Why am I pitching a paddling pool, loads of oil, and Heidi being like, boys, one side, you're my real gang, but girls, let's pretend for now. Water balloons, out.
We had a home video.
I'll play both sides.
We had a home video where all the girls are in swimmers, swimsuits, and then all the boys are in t-shirt and shorts, all drenched, and then I run into shot, and I'm the only girl in like long board shorts, long baggy t-shirt, mullet hair, just running around going, woo, come on, girls.
We're all having fun.
You got me in the face.
Honestly, this is like the most balanced guest I think we've had in ages.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
Oh, don't. That's really sad. Are you serious? You've got a fiancé, goddammit.
You don't trust her at all.
All the words.
She's like...
She wants one thing. We know what that is.
I saw Rosie yesterday and I was like, I know that you're upset because you like Kat more than me.
I told Rosie you were engaged.
Yeah,
she did not take it well. She,
I'm not surprised.
Heartbroken.
Are you going to be okay?
No.
Is it what's made you sick?
I want to know about your brother.
Oh.
Here we bloody go.
Older, younger.
Older.
Did they take the glory?
No, we were very... balanced in that way as well. As in, my brother's very, we got on super well when I was growing up, and he was like, I idolized my brother a bit, so he would also, he was very sweet, he's similar with his kids, he's very like, would just be very proud of stuff I did. So, and then mum and dad were, they were good at sharing out the like, they'd go, look, to my brother, Heidi made a little ninja cartoon. And he'd be like, he was the one that got me into martial arts and stuff as well.
Wait, did you actually do martial arts?
No. Oh, God, right. No.
So excited.
No, we just watched loads of Van Damme. And I think you're a fan, aren't you, Van Damme? Have we talked about...
Why are you looking... No,
have
obviously
we not talked
not.
About... I thought you knew lots of Van Damme
I'm literally
movies.
Wearing a mood necklace right now. I don't even know who Van Damme is.
Jean-Claude
Van Damme.
Bloodsport? Don't know.
We watch loads of...
My friend's dad used to run a karate dojo in Bracknell, though, and he used to start every lesson being like, remember, kids, we're learning karate to never use karate.
Oh, what a downer.
So moving. It's like, we learn these moves to not use these moves.
My brother did go to do karate because we were obsessed with, like, Jackie Chan videos and that as well. But and all I remember, I think he only went a few times, but Dad took me to pick him up, and it was a heat wave in Newcastle, and I had to wait. We were waiting in the dojo, but it was like a wooden building, really hot, and I got heat sick, and all I remember is Dad just carrying me outside, and I was just puking next to a tree from the heat. And that's me. But, like, karate is all about, like, strength and hardship and that. And I
and the warmth
and go,
got to you.
Oh, it's really hot. But then go home and watch a Jackie Chan video and go, yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
I actually had a similar situation with me being your dad in that situation. About a year ago now, there was a heat wave, and Rosie and me were on the same show together. And I was like...
No, but was this when I'd just been... I was in Brighton and I talked to you on the phone and she just had...
Been throwing up?
Friend. Yeah, yeah.
This might have been the same...
I called you from the beach and I said I've got... Because it was a heat wave you said Rosie's just been throwing up from the heat wave.
We got there and Rosie just looked like absolutely broken.
First of all, because I was so ill, I didn't know what to wear.
So she came naked.
Do you remember what I wore?
Yep. Floral shorts tucked in with a grey t-shirt up top. Honestly, like
with
a little...
Daddy
on the shoes.
Nice.
No, on the t-shirt. Oh, that's it. It was a t-shirt with a sparkly daddy written across the tits.
Amazing.
And then little floral shorts with a tuck in. I was just like, I know you're not well, but also no. I'm not, just like everything I'm not okay with. Like, we're just devastated.
And then ankle socks
showing.
Slip on white lacoste.
It's amazing what you can blank out when you need to from a trauma.
When did the heat stroke hit?
on the bus.
On the bus on the way there.
Yeah.
And then I got her to lie down and got some fans.
Nice.
But I don't know what to do.
No, I don't know, but that sounds... So lying down sounds good.
Yeah, and the gig was outside.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, drink water, but we know it's going to just come up as vomit. So then afterwards we went out to the front and had a bit of water and you just puked up. And I was like, let's get an Uber. You're like, I want to book my own Uber. I'm not... And I was like, you can't get on a bus. And then she booked her own Uber and she picked Uber Pool.
If there is ever a moment that requires you to pay for your own
Amazing.
Car that you can hang your head out the window. It arrived and I was like, did you book a pool? Because there's three people in there. And she went, yeah. I was like, absolutely not. If someone covered in their own vomit, dressed like, let's be realistic, a lesbian toddler, got in your car with the teacher said, daddy, with vomit on her, you'd be like, oh, fuck it, I'll walk.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tell us another joke about performing at school.
Great question. Oh my God, I hope she's got an answer.
Let me think through the... Yep. Oh, I know.
Ooh!
Mum said, I learnt piano when I was little. Wasn't like good or anything, like, but learnt it.
We'll be the judge of that.
But had to go bring it out.
Did you do great?
Yeah. I only got up to grade 5 and then...
Oh, an Australian fight is a British two.
Yeah. You just learn the national anthem over and over and over. I went to... I did fiddle two when I was little with it, where you go and never again because I didn't like them. But Mum said that I think I was like 7 or 8 and went to do it. And
did the Eisteddfods?
Like, as in just where any kid can go and play on stage. And I was bad.
Another
I didn't win or anything.
Oh, okay.
But Mum said... When I was waiting to go on, I just turned to her and went, why can I feel my heart? And it was like, she said I was having a little panic attack, but I didn't know what that was or the words. So I was like, just my heart was going like, and I'm going, why can I feel my heart, Mum? Didn't know how to just say, I'm fucking freaking out.
And then she would just sort of be like...
She went, get on stage and don't you humiliate me with
me
your
too,
shit.
That's my mum at festivals. Just go on, we're doing it next weekend as well. So if you lose this weekend, you'll lose next. You'll start a losing streak, just like 96.
That is like word for word my mum.
I knew it. I love kids in competition so much. I don't know why I enjoy it. Did you ever do dance class?
What do you think?
I want to say yes.
Aw,
no.
Thanks for your hope.
No.
No.
Oh, she did.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what she was doing because she needed the piano until like grade 5, right? Her brother was doing
she
karate
was
and she was just vomiting
down herself. Ninja.
I was drawing ninjas
until she was 11, then decided to try and make female friends. Got two, one with the help of her mum. Like, so I'm trying to figure out.
Don't be a bitch.
Was I being bitchy then?
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean it.
I was doing lots of projects at home.
Talk to us about your projects at home.
I would do like, I went through a booby trap phase.
Right.
You know every girl goes through her booby trap phase.
Yeah.
I'd make booby traps in the house.
Wait a second, I think what you're thinking of booby trap might be very different. Are you thinking about trapping people's breasts in your hands?
Yeah.
Oh, you use
pulleys.
No! making your house like Home Alone.
Yes.
Right.
And the cutest thing of it was that one of the times Mum and Dad would come and let me set the traps off on them, but I remember getting Dad to help me with a really intricate one where you open the curtains and the spider would come up. But yeah. I got Dad to help me set up the whole thing, and then I went, oh, I don't need you anymore, and Dad left. And I believed for like several years that then I like went and sat on my bed and went, oh, Dad. He like was walking about. I went, I can't reach the curtain. Could you open the curtains? And Dad opened them and pretended to be shocked by the spider that he did. But I remember at the time thinking, that's pretty stupid. I literally got his help with it. It was like years later, I was like, oh, he was putting it on for me. I did I set up a pulley so that I could open the door from my bed,
yeah,
even though it was like 2 meters away. Great. But then in the night, I went to the toilet and I was scared of burglars and that, so I'd always run back full pelt from the toilet. Yeah. And I forgot that there was this string at neck height across my doorway.
No.
So I ran full pelt into it, garrotted myself, fell down on the ground, like gasping for air, and had this big red mark on my neck.
Why were you so scared of burglars?
Like five, there was a play at the church that we went to because we used to be Christian, and it had a cat burglar in the play who was just my friend's mother. But as she came in, they were singing a song about cat burglar, and then my brother would try to terrify me for days after by going, the cat burglar, and I'd scream and cry. And I was from then on always scared of burglars.
Anything, that's a real testament to your friend's mum's acting skills.
It was very good like acting.
I never was scared of burglars, but I was so scared of ghosts as a child.
Really?
I was so convinced Queen Victoria was in my bedroom to the point of like paralyzing fear. So like now as an adult, I like really want like she'd be the person I invite to a dinner party to be like, be honest with me. Why are you in my room?
Woman to woman.
Like why Queen Victoria is so specific, but I was so sure.
Had you been told ghost stories in that part?
Like, yes.
Was your mum telling ghost stories when you were little?
But I had heard enough to know that we had to move house because there was a bad woman who lived upstairs. So I was aware, she didn't tell me the full story until I was an adult. She was like, I can't tell you because it'll frighten you, which I think probably even more. But we spoke enough about my mum on this podcast to know that she's spiritual. She's got ghosts. She's got the whole thing.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it was already
It
happening.
Must have been. Yeah, yeah. But also meant that when I would go to her room and be like, there's a ghost in my room, she'd be like, oh, bloody hell, you better stay here then. Instead of being like, no, there's not, she'd be like, oh god, well let's just avoid it because we don't know if it's good. We don't know its intentions yet, do we? And I was like, I don't know what intentions means.
Good one to kill you, honey. You can sleep with me tonight.
But tomorrow we'll have to risk it again. Because at some point it's your ghost and you have to ask the questions that you don't want to.
I am
Frettle away.
Frettle off. What about love?
That's what I was going to go for. That's amazing, though. I love it when we're in sync.
Yeah.
So cute. You go.
So, Heidi. So, you were in Newcastle.
Go on.
You were a little girl who was spoiler alert. Know that? Did people know that? How did that manifest?
So I didn't come out until I was 26.
So
let's say that no one knew because I barely knew.
Yeah.
So my love life as a teenager was a very sparse, and there was a few boys. I like had a... Some I had a couple of boyfriends in high school.
Great.
I had a string of times where I'd fancy a boy and then he'd always fancy my friend all the time.
Oh, Helen or Lauren, was that? Or one of the other many?
That's one of the others. There was one.
And your mum would call up their mum being like, honestly, your son says something to my Heidi, but she's super keen, so just make an effort. She's having a water balloon fight again at the weekend if you want to come see the young girl wandering around in her board shorts.
She'll be good fun for him.
She's grade 5 piano.
She does not like performing, but she'll do it privately for you.
So they would always go for your mate?
A lot of the time,
bastard.
I'm not going to... I was not a looker in high school, and all I had was my stunning jokes, but... You know, sometimes in high school jokes aren't going
to
get
you the
whole
way. To be honest,
I'm
kind of preaching to the choir right now. Yeah. We were funny, but...
Yeah, it doesn't...
We had breasts. That was the one thing working for me and Rosie.
Yeah. Well, I had a belly bigger than my breast.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
At school?
Yeah.
And did that... Was it as in it would stop the breasts being on full display?
Yeah. And then I'd have ill-fitting jeans.
Yeah.
And the top would ride up. So really, you get belly, big underbelly.
Which is a fine look, and you can wear whatever you want. But the thing is, for anyone listening to this who is under the age of 24, we were, when we were teenagers, we were going through the low-rise jean phase made famous by Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie on the first three seasons of The Simple Life. So we didn't, it wasn't easy for us in general. I'm not saying the next generation has it easier, because I know you've got loads of social media problems. But low-rise jeans ruined everyone. Right, this is when we usually turn to Daddy. I mean, we'll be, but she's currently having a really good nose blow, so we'll just let her get out a little bit of her snatty face.
I'm ready.
Papa?
I'm dry.
Peppa?
Papa.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, was that my accent?
Papa, can you hear me?
That's all I know. I don't remember.
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will be your teacher, preacher. Anything you have in mind. Okay.
I have an anecdote from this singing.
No.
Because you sang at school?
The opposite. I had a huge freak out one night. It was like all my teenage angst came out in a huge breakdown when me and my three closest friends were having a sleepover, and I was just thinking it, because when you guys keep singing, I keep thinking, I should probably join in, but I've got a terrible voice and I can't hit pitch. But they did a night where they got Spice Girls songs and had a little karaoke machine, and they're like, let's all sing Spice Girls. And I got so freaked out because I was such a bad singer that I had a proper meltdown. They had to comfort me, and then that turned into one of those life cries, like you say, Helen, where I was just going, I'm so ugly and I'm so bad at everything. And it was all from
wanting
Spice
to do
Girls.
Karaoke for a Spice Girls song. And then the next thing you know, you're like, I don't even think my parents like me.
Yeah. And I think my friends were like, where is this? Then it's only years later, you're like, I could have just said, I don't want to sing Spice Girls.
I've got my first segue of the show. Sounds like you needed someone to comfort you then. But lucky news for you is we've got someone to comfort you now.
Daddy!
Daddy! Oh my God, that took about an hour.
We did it.
Daddy, are you ready to take our baby?
Yeah. Bye. We're going back home.
Yeah.
To Newcastle.
Country road.
Take me home.
To the place.
That
in New South Wales.
So we're going to start our day in Heidi's kitchen.
Ooh.
We got paper. We got pens. We're gonna do a comic book.
Yes!
Where the three ninjas are called Heidi, Helen.
Oh.
And Daddy.
Oh, that is my new favourite TV show. Copyright.
And we're gonna all together create a fucking sick comic book where the three leads save the day through ninjaing and through karateing. And then we're gonna lift up the book.
Oh my God.
And then the book Welcome to that.
Oh my god. Right, Daddy, no joke. This is the most moving thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm freaking out.
And we, Heidi, Helen, and Daddy, become the Ninja Superheroes.
Yes.
We always were inside.
Can I be pink?
Can I be as violent as the ones I drew?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And you're gonna be violent and kick ass, and you're not gonna vomit.
Can I always have a tit hanging out over my costume? Just never reference.
Which one?
Good one.
Yeah. Great. Am I gonna go out and save the people on New South Wales?
From the bushfires?
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh my god. Oh god.
I love you, Heidi.
I love you.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Say it properly.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, Heidi.
Love you, Helen.
Oh, guys.
Right.
Heidi,
that was
I really want to now celebrate your podcast. I'm feeling so emotional, so I'm going to do it. Okay. Guys, Heidi Regan is the best person that's ever existed. She's fucking incredible. We both love her so much. It's ridiculous. And I know our podcast is an absolute mess, but if you want to listen to one that's like a little bit less messy, but sometimes, Heidi, God bless you, it does go on a tangent. She has an amazing podcast called A Thin Layer of Film, and honestly, I have never like digested a podcast so quickly from when every episode comes out. And the like guests are insane. In like this week was Brett Goldstein and Nathan Darcy Roberts together. You've had on it like Phil Wang. Like, do you want to like keep going? Like, tell us more about it.
It's a really stupid one about film, and it has really stupid segments. It's very giggly, and it has very silly segments like we try to guess the plot of films without with only knowing the titles.
So good.
And we do product placement of a product into an old film.
Great.
What did Phil Wang do? He did toilet paper, reusable toilet paper into The Shining.
Who gives a crap into The Shining?
Who gives a crap into The Shining? That was very good.
And do you want to say something else?
To tack on to the thing. It's very.
Oh, we've got a tack on. Here we bloody go. Jack, you ready for a tack on?
Hell yeah.
Only
she's got a tack on.
Basically, my friend thought it was the funniest thing ever. But basically, my friend Stephen, the one that I was best friends with from like age 7 until 11.
Yeah.
And then I went, now I have to go play with girls because I'm.
The comic book one,
yeah. And we did all these ninjas, and they would be ninjas attacking castles and stuff. And then I became friends with all the girls for high school, and we went to the same high school and uni, but basically never saw each other. And if we did, I'd just be like, hey, Stephen, but not. And I always felt bad, like it was a weird thing. But wasn't on purpose, but
no,
it was just
like, you
know, we drifted. And I used to joke to my friend Megan and say, not joke, but say, wonder if Stephen remembers me and blah, blah, blah. And then a few years ago, my dad was working with his mum and said, oh, Stephen designs little app games now. And then she sent me a link to the app game. It was little figures attacking the castle.
No!
I mean, it might have been just like that's his style and all that, but if it was a movie, oh.
He remembers.
Still never seen him since.
May your Stephen remember you too.
And then your mummy cat, and then a year later.
I'll get over my face.
Yeah.
And Rosie can finally have cat. Is that what this is?
You mummy Stephen, and me and cat will. What is that word?
Fuck. Frettle.
Me and cat will frettle.
Frettle the night away. Heidi Regan, you've been the best guest. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Kima Bob, hello Kima, baby, how about you come and chat about your American childhood growing up in America. What was that like? Come and chat to me and Helen and answer your goddamn phone. Bye-bye.
Deleted.